Throughout the morning, we're gathering analysis and reaction to Wednesday's State of the State speech in Albany by Governor Cuomo. Among those on hand yesterday was Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, first, of course, your presence at the governor's speech yesterday highlights what appears to be, I would say, a close relationship between you and the governor. And, of course, you must be aware that there is a speculation that you may join the governor as his lieutenant governor. Is that something that perhaps you discussed with the governor yesterday?
I did not discuss it with the governor yesterday and have not discussed it with the governor or the lieutenant governor. Very focused on my job as mayor of the city of Buffalo. Great things are happening in Buffalo. We're seeing tremendous progress, and I'm focused on keeping Buffalo moving and hoping to produce more progress each and every day.
You know, of course, that progress in Buffalo has been boosted, I'm sure you would say, by the state and specifically Governor Cuomo. Would you say, though, that that position, that second-in-command position, would maybe even offer a greater opportunity to promote Buffalo with the state government and, of course, perhaps help the economic development efforts here in Buffalo?
You know, certainly there are a great number of things that the second position in state government can do to help communities. But I don't think there's a greater job in government than being mayor of a city, mayor of a municipality. It gives me the ability to have an impact on the community each and every day, specifically focusing on Buffalo. And it's been an honor to serve this community as mayor now for 8 years.
You mentioned, of course, that you haven't had any discussions with the governor about that lieutenant governor's position. But just curious, you know, you've made your way up the political ladder throughout the years. Would you be open to a discussion regarding that position?
You know, one thing that people say is you should never say never. But my focus is on my job as mayor. We've got a lot of great plans for the future. In the governor's State of the State speech, there were more great initiatives and programs mentioned that can benefit the city of Buffalo. You know, he mentioned a manufacturer's tax cut, reducing corporate tax rates to zero across upstate New York, which will certainly help to produce more jobs in this community. And I think those are things that need strong and effective leadership. And I'm looking forward to providing that leadership as mayor of the city.
And one more question kind of revolving around the state, if you don't mind here, Mayor. And that is, you've expressed frustration over the limited role that the mayor of Buffalo has in the Buffalo School District. And the state almost really seems to have a greater say in the Board of Education. Do you think a person from Buffalo, whether it's you or anybody else, who could get to that, let's say the lieutenant governor position, would have a better opportunity influencing the city's education efforts on the state level?
You know, I don't know if that is the case. Certainly, the state has a direct impact on public education statewide. They provide very important resources to public education statewide, and certainly here in the city of Buffalo. But I have been very active with the Buffalo Public Schools. I have committed to being even more active and aggressive with the Buffalo Public Schools. And there are a number of initiatives and a number of projects that I plan on engaging in to be even more supportive to the Buffalo Public School District going forward.
All right, let's move away from that issue a little bit, and I do appreciate your answers in that regard. But the blizzard, of course, this week is always a big issue in Buffalo, most certainly is this week. What about the driving ban? You heard these questions, I'm sure, offered to Steve Stepniak, your Public Works Commissioner. Why was not a driving ban issued in Buffalo during the blizzard?
There were many communities that were harder hit by the blizzard than the city of Buffalo was. One of the lessons learned in past storms is that it is important to keep city government open and operational for a sense of normalcy for the community and to provide needed services to the residents of the city. That is what we did. Roads were passable in the city of Buffalo. Our hardest hit area was South Buffalo, that received approximately close to 12 inches of snow. And we know for residents of that part of the city, it was very difficult at times. But even in South Buffalo, roads were passable. We did experience intermittent whiteout conditions throughout the city of Buffalo, but we did not see any need working with our various professionals, our Commissioner of Public Works and his people out in the field, our fire commissioner, our police commissioner. We just didn't feel there was a need to impose a driving ban. There was a county driving advisory. We tapped into the advisory. We urged people not to drive if they did not need to. If they were off from work, not to drive. And motorists and pedestrians were very good in listening to those advisories in the city. We were very pleased with the response from the public. We had no serious accident, and we were very pleased with that.
And then one final question, just moving forward regarding the city of Buffalo, and that is, of course, we have a new council president, Darius Pridgen. What do you expect in terms of that working relationship?
I've had a working relationship with Darius Pridgen for many, many years. Know him very well. He has been on the council, is someone that I've worked with very closely as a council member. We expect that close working relationship to continue. During my tenure, we have worked very well and very cooperatively with the city council, which I think is why we've been able to effectively cut residential taxes and commercial tax rates in Buffalo. Why we now have our highest credit municipal credit rating in the history of the city of Buffalo, and why we're seeing some of the economic development progress we're seeing in Buffalo, over $2.2 billion of development projects just in 2013 alone. So looking forward to Council President Pridgen's leadership and continuing to work very closely with him.
Well, as always, Mayor Brown, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Very good to be with you. Thank you.
That is a Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown with us this morning on WBFO.